Two facts tell you everything about today. The EPA filed just 4 Clean Water Act consent decrees last year, and about half its enforcement staff have left the building. Start where the work happens, pollution enforcement. The EPA has collapsed to a historic low, 4 consent decrees in all of 2025, compared to 26 in the first year of Trump's previous term. Half the enforcement staff is gone, and it's not just water. The Justice Department landed a single Clean Air Act consent decree in the same period. So when beaches close because of sewage overflows, and they are closing more and more, the immediate cause is bacteria, but the deeper cause is a federal enforcement machine that's been deliberately starved. Environmental injustice by design, the report calls it. Hard to argue. Then there's the highway tunnel project that wants to cut through ancient redwoods. Del Norte County, California. The only road linking Crescent City to Humboldt County keeps sliding, so Caltrans picked a 6,000-foot tunnel as the fix, $2.7 billion. But the tunnel would destroy old-growth redwoods that have stood for centuries. The Environmental Impact Report acknowledges the damage, then proposes offset credits and off-site restoration. Save the Redwoods League calls that inadequate. They're right. You can't buy back a 1,000-year-old grove with a credit. Across the country, the U.S. keeps stepping back from the world stage. On January 7th, a presidential memo directed withdrawal from 66 international organizations, including the Venice Commission, multiple UN bodies. This isn't random isolationism. It's the Project 2025 foreign policy playbook: centralize power, dismantle USAID, replace multilateral cooperation with bilateral transactional deals. The Carnegie Endowment calls it a hollowing out of the post-W2 order. The Global Soft Power Index shows the steepest decline ever for the U.S. Meantime, California Governor Gavin Newsom alleges that the DOJ investigation into him and his wife was directly ordered by the president. Multiple sources dispute that. They trace it to whistleblower complaints through the Sacramento U.S. Attorney's Office. But Newsom's former chief of staff, Dana Williamson, did plead guilty in May to unrelated fraud charges. The episode underscores how politicized federal law enforcement has become, whether or not the direct order claim holds up. And there's a merger you should know about. Fox is buying Roku for $22 billion. The Murdoch family would control both the content, Fox News, Fox Sports, Tubi, and the operating system that sits in more than half of U.S. broadband homes. Shareholder and regulatory approval still needed, but if it goes through, one partisan family will algorithmically steer millions of viewers toward right-wing programming. That's not a media system that serves democracy. Closer to home, Islip, New York, renewed its contract letting ICE train at the town's public rifle range. Another 5 years, Councilman Guadron was the lone dissenting vote. The financial details remain undisclosed. Under the Project 2025 vision of devolving enforcement to local jurisdictions, deals like this become force multipliers for ICE. And France's heatwave response shows what national climate action looks like. Red alerts in 35 departments, canceled outdoor sports, emergency services deployed. The U.S. still has no final federal heat standard for outdoor workers. OSHA has a proposed rule and an updated emphasis program, but no binding protection yet. Finally, two stories about money and public trust. The Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool turned green. The administration blamed vandals and made arrests. But the real problem is two no-bid contracts, one for $14.7 million to repaint the pool with a waterproof sealant that peeled, and another for $1.7 million to a Trump donor named John Cafaro, who previously pleaded guilty to conspiracy to bribe a congressman. Instead of answering for that, the administration uses federal law enforcement to arrest a cyclist. It's a small parable for a larger pattern. Project 2025 is a 900-page document, and we read it line by line. So far, we've tracked 829 distinct actions that map back to it. 147 of those have been reframed and logged. This isn't a single day's work. It's a constant watch. Louisiana's Medicaid work requirement kicks in January 1, 2027. The state estimates 47,000 people will lose coverage. The Fox-Roku merger faces regulatory review, not expected to close before mid-2027. Next month, the National Park Service is due to release its oversight report on sole source contracts at the Reflecting Pool. That's Sunday, June 21st. We read the documents so you don't have to. We'll be back tomorrow.